Jacobs Coaching, the place to be for anybody who's looking to take their career, their sales, their skills, and their life to a whole new level. Welcome back to another episode of James Williams Coaching. Today, the episode is titled, Your Marketing is a Reflection of Your Brand, Don't Go Cheap. In any marketplace, especially one that might be slightly more challenging where the gap between buyers and vendors increases, agents start cutting corners to try to win the business. And they start cutting corners within their own brand. Band? If they're in a band, maybe, but no, within their own brand as well. Your marketing is a reflection of your brand. What is your brand? Whether that's VPA, whether that's vendor paid advertising, or whether that's your social media or whatever you are choosing to market yourself and put yourself out there, it's a reflection of your brand. And it's very, very important to remember that when you're considering going with cheaper marketing options to try to save a few dollars. It might look like it's saving you a few dollars, but it can end up costing you a lot more money due to poor branding and you're not attracting the customers and reflecting the brand that you want to within the marketplace, right? It's such a cheap tactic. And if, from my perspective, it's the tactic of the unskilled agent that, you know, does the fire sale, like, go with me, we're offer cheap marketing, I'll lower my fee. You know, you're not just doing the wrong thing by yourself. In my opinion, you're doing the wrong thing by your vendors as well. You know, a property, you know, three key elements affect the sale of a property: price, presentation, and promotion, aka marketing. It is one of the key factors to market a property correctly, to attract the maximum amount of buyers, but also to attract the right type of buyer. There's multiple purposes of a marketing campaign, and choosing cheap options, whether that's cheap photography and not getting the right shoots, or it's cheap marketing packages, or it's cheap marketing material, cheaper brochures. There are so many offices across the country cutting corners, doing things in-house when they don't really have the capability to produce the quality, outsourcing to cheaper options. In my opinion, high quality photography, high quality marketing material, high quality marketing in general is just an absolute necessity. It's like the bare minimum. Like, you can go beyond that, but it's the bare minimum. It's not acceptable anymore to not be using quality marketing when with the options that are available to us. And I'm seeing it happening with listings. I'm seeing it happening with agents, personal marketing. You know, every piece of your marketing, from your, you know, maybe your pre-listing materials to your selling proposal, your entire sales process, every point of communication with attracting potential clients. It might be from newsletters to suburb reports to, you know, as I said, the entire listing process, but then also the sales process. When you're selling a property, you're the quality of the information you're presenting for your weekly property guides at open inspections, all of this is a reflection of your brand and you. And this is just a reminder to everybody that our marketing is a reflection of us. And it's sometimes easy to get complacent, to get lazy, to look at cutting corners because we think it's going to be saving us money. But it can end up costing us a lot more money. Your marketing is a reflection of your brand, so don't go cheap. That doesn't mean, you know, necessarily that expensive is quality. Do the research, find the right people, find the right product. If you're able to produce the product at that level yourself, then fantastic. If not, outsource. But everything from the marketing you're putting out, to how you're marketing yourself, how you're marketing a property, it's very important. So it's just something also to keep in mind at a listing appointment. You might win the listing by offering a cheaper marketing package or choosing cheaper contractors, whatever it might be. You might be able to attract the naive consumer or the uneducated consumer and tempt them to list their property with you. But ultimately, playing the long game, this is going to be detrimental to your brand if you're trying to present yourself in the marketplace as a high quality professional real estate agent. It's probably not the best way to describe a high quality professional. Yeah, it does the job. I think you get what I'm saying, hopefully. Your marketing is a reflection of your brand. Don't go cheap. I know it's tempting, but I would highly recommend that you upskill instead of trying to downsell. Put the work in the training room. Learn how to sell quality marketing. It's in the vendor's best interest to market their property properly. You know, learn how to handle the objections. Understand why people who aren't educated might think it's better to go cheap, just like they think it might be better to go with the cheaper agent. But of course, we know it quite often, if not all the time, it's not. You know, the agent that drops their fees is surely displaying their negotiation skills in that process and shouldn't be the agent that should be negotiating the sale price of their property. The agent who's offering cheap marketing when that's one of the key factors to achieving the highest possible price. Look, I understand it. I'm talking to agents every single day all across the country. I understand the pain points, but I just know that going cheap is not the option. Your marketing is a reflection of you, and I wanted this to be a reminder for all of us that every little piece of marketing material you're putting out there, whether it's on behalf of a property or yourself, is a reflection of your brand. So I hope this was helpful, even if it was just a reminder. And of course, I'll speak to you again very soon for another episode of James Williams Coaching.